here in Ruth chapter number 2, verse 15. We'll be in the New Testament here in just a minute, but this is a more of an introductory type start here. In Ruth chapter 2, verse 15, we find, of course, Naomi has made her way back and know the story of all that that had taken place in chapter 1. Chapter 2, Ruth begins to serve, and she goes to the field to glean the barley, to glean the wheat, corn, whatever they were doing at that time. I guess it was barley. And Boaz had told his workers, he said, "Now you make sure you leave some handfuls of on purpose." And this is in verse number 16, but look at verse 15. It says, "When she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, 'Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not.' So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephod of barley. And she put that gleanings in that sack that she was carrying. And when the day was over, she had about an ephod. And I was looking up some weights and measures. And that's just a little bit over what we would call a bushel. And so that day of gleaning in the field, she gathered about a little over a bushel of barley. And this is how that the gleaners went after the harvesters were in the field, and those things that were left, they go and glean those. And so Boaz told him, said, "You leave some things on purpose, leave for her on purpose some of this, and don't reproach her, don't rebuke her from picking these things." And so when the day was done, she had a little over a bushel. Now, the story goes on, and if you go to chapter number 3, there's a time that, of course, Boaz and Ruth were beginning to understand, and Ruth was desiring him, and he was wanting her to be his wife. And in verse 14 of chapter 3, the Bible says, "She lay at his feet until morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, 'Let it be not known that that a woman came into the floor.'" That was the barley floor. "And he said, 'Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and behold, and hold it.' And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went to the city." So now, at the feet of Boaz that night, as they were, she lay at his feet, and there's nothing immoral, nothing wrong here of what was taking place. This was a custom of that was there. And as she lay at his feet that night, he fell asleep and realizes what has happened, and he tells her, take the veil. Now, that was not a veil like we think of just over the face, but it was almost the size of what we would consider a sheet. She covered herself with it that night. And he said, "You take that veil or that sheet," and he measured out to her 6 measures of barley. And I had a little harder time figuring out what this was. But it seems as though that these 6 measures of barley were a little over, or about 2.5 bushel. And so the preacher the other day made this statement right at the end of his message that really caught everybody's attention, and mine too. And I guess this is where this has come from. He said, "She got more at his feet than she did in his field." And begin to think about at the feet of the Lord. And there's some interesting things that take place at the feet. And he said she took her sack and filled it in the field, but she took her sheet and he filled it for her that next morning, and she got about twice as much at his feet than she did in his field. And so I began to think, and I'm sure about everybody there that day was beginning to think about that subject of at his feet. How much we get, how much we receive at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not necessarily what we do out in the world that really helps us, but what helps us personally and individually is when we get alone with the Lord and when we're literally sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. So now turn over to the New Testament in the Gospel of Luke and chapter number 10. And we're going to look at a lady that's in the Scripture in the New Testament. She's only mentioned three times in the New Testament, but every time you see her, you find her at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And look with me in Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 39. Well, let's go back to verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, and he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. Now this is the first occurrence in the New Testament, in the Gospels, of this woman by the name of Mary. We have them, we talk about them, we hear about them, Mary and Martha. They were sisters, and Martha, the Bible says, that she was cumbered about with her serving. She was very troubled, and I'm sure she was probably just really high-strung and was very active. And here is her sister, Mary, sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she is serving, and she's working, and she gets a little bit, I'm sure, agitated. The Bible says she was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." Now here we find this particular instant of Martha and Mary, and Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, and she's listening to the Lord. What a wonderful place it is to learn about the Lord Jesus Christ, just to sort of steal away and listen to the things that God has for us, just sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary is an interesting personality in the New Testament. Here she's mentioned in this particular part and then two other places, and she's always sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe the Lord told Martha, He said, "Martha," and He says her name twice, making emphasis concerning her condition. He says, "Thou art careful and troubled about many things, but Mary, she has had one thing that is needful. Mary has chosen that good part," and He says, "I'm not going to take that away from her. I'm not going to rebuke her because she's not serving as you are serving." You know, sometimes we get busy serving and we forget about what it really means to learn. Sometimes we get real busy doing good things that we forget about the important thing to steal away and to take some time and just to be alone with the Lord Jesus Christ, where we can learn and can glean from things that He has for us. I believe we find here that Mary was listening to the Lord. She was sitting at His feet as He was teaching, as He was talking, and probably she was showing her admiration and her love for Him just because of who He was and how she was feeling toward Him. And she just sitting there soaking it all in and rejoicing that she could sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, we realize that phrase "at the feet" just means that she was at a place where she could hear and steal away and have some time, that nobody would bother her, and she wasn't bothered about the serving. She wasn't bothered about the work that had to be done. She wanted to be alone with the Lord and just listen to what He had for her, that she might grow and mature in the things of God. It was a place for her loving Him. It was a place for her listening to Him. Mary's supreme delight was to listen to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here Martha is over here clattering the plates and the pans, and she's busy, and she's irritated at her sister because she's not busy. She's not doing. And Martha comes to the Lord and says, "Lord, she's left me alone to serve. Don't you think you ought to stop her from doing that? Don't you think you ought to get her up and get her busy?" As I said just a moment ago, sometimes we get real busy doing a lot of things and we leave the best things alone. I find I'm real good at that. I find I can get so busy doing things and all of a sudden the day's gone by and I haven't really accomplished anything. I haven't really taken time to sit down and meditate upon what God has for me and the joy of the Lord of knowing Him. And so here we find Mary is at the place of learning, and she really realizes that at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. So she loves Him, she listens to Him, and she learns from Him. You know, many times the only way that we're going to learn is to be still, just to be quiet, just to stop activity, just to cease from what we think is so important, just to stop our work and take time to meditate upon the good things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we looked in the book of Ruth, Ruth was busy and Ruth was doing what she could do, and she was gleaning in the field, and she got that bushel sack full of all the barley that she could get. And now when she stops at the feet of Boaz, which of course is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, He loads her down with all that she can carry, and the blessings are far beyond what she got out there serving and working. The blessings were offered and given to her, and at the feet of Boaz, her kinsman redeemer. I'm glad, thank God, I have a kinsman redeemer. His name's not Boaz, His name's Jesus. And I can set at His feet, I can lay at His feet, and He can load up my sheet, and He can load up that which I have, and more than I can carry. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. It'll surprise you what the Lord hath done. And so we find not just serving, but listening and pulling apart and pulling aside. And sometimes we get double blessing when we're not busy. Sometimes we get more than we can take care of, more than we desire, just by sitting at the feet and listening to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was a man that we say he sat at the feet of one of the wisest, one of the most important men of his day as far as mankind of that time was concerned and the laws of the land. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. I mean, he had a relationship where he could listen and learn from that man of wisdom. Well, you and I, we have opportunity tonight. We can sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can prove to Him, not in our serving, but in our listening, that we love Him. We can prove that we are doing what He wants us to do. We can learn from that. We can listen to every good thing that He has for us, but we have to be still long enough to do that. I know we live in a go, go, go world. Everything is hurry. Everything is busy. Everything is rush. But sometimes, as a child of God, we need to just stop. Sometimes we just need to say, that'll wait. I have found out that what I don't do today, it'll be there tomorrow. Nobody else will do it for you. I mean, it's there. So no need of getting all in a hustle and a bustle because you can't get it done. And I can talk from experience about that because I sometimes get all fizzed out because I just can't get everything done I wanted. And Wednesday's the worst day of the week. Everything goes wrong on Wednesday. This was one of them. I thought it only happened when school was going on, but this was one of them. And just busy, 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 busy. And now I got to preach sitting at the feet of Jesus. I got to preach about being still. I got to preach about stopping for a little while and just observing and absorbing what the Lord has for us. But boy, thank the Lord, we can realize that we love Him and we can listen to Him and we can just sit at Him at His feet and listen to the Word of God. This blessed old book, it'll hold our attention and we can learn from it. And here we find Mary at the place of learning is realized here sitting at the feet. It's not the serving that was important to the Lord. I believe we can understand and as we read that, He says, Martha, Martha, thou art careful. You're troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. What is He saying? Martha, you need to slow down. Martha, you need to do what you're fussing about your sister. You need to, this one thing is needful in your life. And He says, and Mary, she hath chosen that. He said, I'm not going to take it away. He says, which shall not be taken away from her. So sometimes, now, don't get me wrong, I think we need to be busy. I think we need to be active, but sometimes we need to be still. Sometimes we just need to be quiet and sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and realize that is a place of learning. Now turn over to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 11. We'll read about this lady again. In John chapter 11, verse Well, we really, to get the whole story, we could read a lot of verses. We know the story. This is the passage of Scripture that tells us about the death of Lazarus. And verse number 32 says, "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him," notice what she does, "she fell down at his feet." Here is that position once again of Mary. And Lazarus has died. We know the story, the passage. Martha has said, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it." That's verse 22. And Jesus said unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Now Martha, she makes this statement: "Now I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." But Jesus says in verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life." So Martha said, "I know he's going to raise. I understand that." But Mary now has come to where the Lord is, and her heart is broken just like Martha's. And the Scripture says here that she comes to the Lord, and they had been to the house, and they saw Mary. They rose up hastily, followed her out. She goeth unto the grave to weep there. See, her heart is broken. She comes and she sees the Lord. She fell down at his feet, saying unto the Lord, "If thou hast been here, my brother had not died." When Jesus, therefore, saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have they laid him?" And they said unto him, "Lord, come see." Verse 35, shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. And then said the Jews, "Behold, how he loved him." But here comes Martha and Mary. Martha is, again, her attitude is different. And Mary comes and she falls down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. She says the same thing that Martha said. I believe she said it in a different frame of mind. I believe she said it in a different attitude than Martha. And the Bible tells us here that when he saw her weep, and the Jews weep, he groaned in his spirit, and he wept. Here we find Mary falling at the feet of Jesus Christ to have her problems resolved. Every time we have problems, I'm glad, thank God, we can go to the Lord. Now, we don't always do it, but we can. Sometimes we try to fix it ourselves, when we would just be much better off if we would go to the Lord. Here we find Mary in her disappointment and her hurt. She had sent for Jesus, and why the delay? Verse 32. Came Mary, come to where he was. She saw him, and they had sent for the Lord, and the Lord tarried his coming, and there's disappointment, and there's hurt, and did Jesus really care? And so she comes and she falls at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. But oh, thank God for the discovery that she had when she fell at his feet. The Bible tells us that we see his care because the Scripture says Jesus wept. He saw her weeping. He saw those other weepers. Some of them may have been hired. That day when a person died, sometimes the family would hire mourners. They'd pay them money to mourn for the dead and mourn for the family. And those people had come out. And when Jesus saw Mary, and she had fallen at his feet, and she has made the statements and asked the question, oh, thank God, she had a discovery that was about to be made. And that discovery was that Jesus had it all under control. "Lord, if you had not tarried, if you had been here, our brother, my brother, would not have died." Here in that statement we find the exasperation and hurt and disappointment. Oh, but she's going to find out. The Lord, he wasn't late. He wasn't late a minute. And he was there to manifest his power and his strength to her. And so at his feet, first of all, we notice she learned from him. And now we find that her problems and the problems of her life can be resolved at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, because deliverance is just right around the corner. You'll notice when they go ahead, the Bible says those Jews said, "Behold how he loved him." And some, verse 37, some of them said, "Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused this man should not have died?" Here's the crowd on the outside. Well, he's opened the eyes of the blind. And I'm sure they talked maybe about the many miracles that Jesus was well known for. And they begin to reason in themselves, well, couldn't he have caused him not to die? Well, yes, he could have. But that wasn't the plan. And so here's all the accusations. And here's Mary falling at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're saying, couldn't he have caused him not to die? Well, that had been a lesser miracle, because Jesus permitted him to die so he could raise him from the dead. That's the great miracle. And the Bible says here, Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. In verse 39, Jesus said, "Take away the stone." And Martha, his sister, Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Then took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stood by and said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." Then when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And the Lord said, he's praying to his Father. He said, "I know you've already heard me." You know what? He was going to be raised from the dead regardless, because the God of heaven had already heard the prayer of his Son. But Jesus said, because of the people, because of those around, those who are questioning. He says, because of the people which stand by. And so he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, "Loose him, let him go." You ought to put out beside that, "Hallelujah." Here the greater miracle is taking place. It's not that Jesus could have stopped it, which he could have, but Jesus reversed it. And that's the great miracle. But here we find Mary once again at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, discovering that her sorrows can be handled by the Lord. That her discouragements can be taken care of. And that even her dead brother can be raised again and have life. "Lazarus, come forth." Can you imagine what Mary thought after that? Can you imagine what the other folks thought? Those Jews that had questioned, "Well, this man has done all that, couldn't he have?" Oh yes, he could have, but he did a greater miracle in that he brought him back to life from the dead. So at the feet of Jesus Christ, Mary realized a place of learning. She realized also it was a place where problems can be resolved. A place where discouragements can be turned around. Thank God we can go to the Lord when we're discouraged. Thank God we can go to the Lord when we're in problems and sorrows and everything that comes our way. I'm glad we can go at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to stop long enough of our own activity and just let Him help us. Just let Him do His work. There was a deliverance here given. The miracle that was less, the lesser miracle, was passed by, the healing of the sick. Lazarus the sick, he could have healed him. Oh, but what a great miracle it was that was performed, the raising of the dead and bringing him back to life. Why did he do that? Because of the people that stood by. One of those was Martha, one of those was Mary. Mary had found at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ her discouragements, her hurt, her heartache could be resolved. Turn over to John chapter 12, verse number 3. Well, look at verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. That's very clear where Jesus is here. When you study the Gospel of John, you study the life of the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Passovers. Everything in John has to do with the Passovers. Here he is 6 days before the Passover. And he is there in Bethany, and he's at the house. And he's at Lazarus, which had been dead, who was raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Notice the next three words. And Martha served. Martha was a busy lady. Martha was a servant. Nothing ridiculing her, but she is serving, always serving, and sometimes to her own disappointment. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas. One of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Judas wasn't interested in the poor. Judas was interested in the bag. For he carried the bag. He was the one that took care of the finances of the group. And so he ridicules what Mary has done. And he said, the scripture says not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. The scripture here is very clear about Judas. He's a thief. He was a liar. He was a thief. He was a traitor. And Jesus said in verse number 7, Jesus said, let her alone. Why? Because she's doing the best. She's doing that which is important. And it tells you here what it is. Let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. And so here we find, once again, Mary at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, anointing Him and revealing at His feet her sacrifice of giving unto the Lord. Here we find, 6 days before the Passover, they're having a supper. Now, they're at the table. I wish I had a picture of how they sat. I would demonstrate it to you, but I wouldn't get up. They had little short tables down about like that. And they sat around the table, not in a chair, but they sat on the floor. And they always had their body leaning toward the table. And their feet was out. Can you get the picture? Sort of like we lay down sideways. And so they were leaning over, and they were there at that particular position around the table. That's why Mary could anoint the feet of the Lord, because His feet were out, away from the table. They wasn't sitting in chairs like we do. His feet were out. And so here's all the people around the table. And Martha is serving. Now, she may have been angry again because Mary wasn't helping her. Whatever it is, Martha's serving. And as they sat around the table, Mary took a pound of ointment. And she took that ointment of spikenard. And the scripture says, very costly. Well, I'm glad, thank God, we can give the best to the Lord. Very costly. And she takes that ointment and she anoints the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. As He is leaned toward the table, His feet is on the outside. She comes up behind Him or beside Him and she puts that ointment on His feet and she takes the hair of her head and dries His feet. Now, there's not a more servitude position than a person can take than where this lady was, where Mary was that day. She was at the feet of the Lord and she was anointing His feet, and the Bible says she took the hair and dried His feet. And here Judas, that old thief, that arrogant betrayer, Why was this done? Why would she do that? That could have been sold for X amount of dollars and we could have given it to the poor. But the Scripture tells you his real problem. He wasn't interested in the poor. He was interested in the money because he was a thief. Now Mary, once again, has chosen the best. She's not serving the food. Martha's doing that. As they lounged around the table, the servants and the people of the household would bring the food out and they would take the food and they'd eat that as they was in that position. And that was what Martha was doing. And here's Jesus and his disciples, and they're enjoying. And here's Mary, and all of a sudden they smell the ointment. They know what has taken place. And she anoints the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor. Mary, loving her Lord with her sacrifice, is very costly. Mary didn't have a lot. Lazarus, Martha, Mary, they were just common, everyday Jewish family, brothers and sisters. They wasn't rich. And so she had probably been saving for a special occasion. And Jesus said, let her alone because she's done this against the day of my burying, as she kept this. For the poor always you have, but me you have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but they might see Lazarus also, who had raised from the dead. So here's the gathering, and here's Mary in the background taking that very costly ointment, putting it on the feet of the Lord, and worshiping Him. The sweet fragrance that filled the house. The sweet fragrance that multiplied Mary's love. Everybody in the house, everybody around knew what Mary had done. Now they wasn't too concerned about what Martha had done. And they were there just to see Lazarus. He was a spectacle. But when they smelled that ointment, they knew what Mary had accomplished. And there that sweet fragrance that filled the house, the service that manifested her love, she was at the feet to worship Him. She probably had heard He's going to die. He's made the statement to His disciples, He's going to die. And when the Jews died, they anointed the body with very special ointments that help them to preserve. And so here Jesus, He said, leave her alone. You know what she's done? Once again, she's chosen the best. So when you think about Mary and Martha, Martha's the worker. Martha's the busy one. Lazarus is the resurrected one. But Mary is the worshiper. She's the one that is at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? In comparison, back there where we started in the book of Ruth, I believe she probably got a whole lot more blessing at His feet than Martha did in the field. I believe she received much more personal satisfaction from being at the feet of the Lord than maybe Martha did just being a servant. And so Jesus says she's chosen the best. Jesus said, leave her alone. She knows what's going on, for she has done this because of my burial. And old Judas said, we need the money. You know, some people are just interested in what they can give. But Mary was interested in what she could give. And the best place that she found to give of herself and give of her life was at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe we could find that that's the best place to be. I believe if we would be at His feet more than we are maybe out in the field, I believe our blessings might be multiplied. Instead of just an ephod, just a little sack, around a bushel. Instead of working hard to get that, and she labored all day for that, and she didn't labor for the other. She went out and gleaned in the field. Ruth went out there and she picked up, she got the barley, and she had a sack full. She did well. She went and told Naomi. Naomi said, "You just watch, because Boaz has a plan for you." Go back and read the book of Ruth. It's a wonderful story. And so she lay at his feet, and she got more than twice as much blessing, barley, at his feet than she did in the field. And I believe Mary got more blessing at his feet, Jesus, than anybody else did, being a servant, being cumbered, being troubled, being perplexed and problem. Mary learned how to, you know what, worship the Lord. May God help us to learn to worship. And maybe we ought to find out what worship really is. It's not the hoop and the holler. It's just simply at his feet. It's not all the activities that the modern church does. Worshiping is at his feet, receiving from him what only he can give to us. And Mary chose the best. So I pray the Lord help us to be like Mary. Be at the feet of the Lord, serving, sacrificing, worshiping our Lord. For we know it's the best. Let's stand tonight and thank the Lord for His Word. And I pray that the Lord will use that to help us to just sit at His feet. When we get cumbered about, you ever been cumbered about with problems? Ever get cumbered with things you just got to do, don't want to do it, got to do it? All of us do. Sometime it might help us to get it all done if we just stop a minute. Just stop a little while, worship the Lord. He might show us some shortcuts. He might show us some ways easier. He might reveal to us, this is a better way, just by taking some time and worshiping the Lord. Our Father.